Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase for Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to talk about grandparents in Chinese. We have Kara Dyer. She's the founder of Storytime Toys. Hi, Kara. 你好。
Hi, 你好。
Right. Do you remember your grandparents well?
Oh, very well. I grew up and lived very close to my grandparents.
And where was that?
I grew up in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. right in the middle of the United States, and my grandparents lived very close to us. My mom's parents lived on a farm in a small town, and my grandparents lived in the city very near our house.
Right, and then they are the parents of your father's side or mother's side?
The parents of my father's side lived very close to us in our city, and my mother's parents lived out in the country.
Right, okay. You know, the reason I had to ask...Mm-hmm. Because in English, they all call grandparents.
Yes.
So unless you specified, I wouldn't know.
Right.
And in Chinese, I can know exactly which grandfather or which grandmother you are referring to. Because Chinese people, they pay a lot of attention and they use different vocabulary to describe a grandpa. Is the grandpa from mother's side or father's side?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yes,
so I hope I didn't complicate the issue. I try to make it easy. Right. Okay. So that's divide from father's side, since you mentioned about that's your father's side. So the way to say grandpa,、mm-hmm. we say 祖父。
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 Yeah. 祖父。祖 that means ancient.
Okay.
Ancestor. And 父 means father. It's a formal way to describe father. So the ancient father,、mm-hmm. that means the father's father.
Okay.
So 祖父。
祖父
That's right. And then to describe the grandmother from your father's side,、mm-hmm. we also say 祖 but we use 母祖母
祖母
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 Yeah, 祖 is the same, the ancient, so grand something, and 母 that means mother.
Okay.
Yeah, so 祖母
祖母
Yeah, so if you want to describe your grandparents together, you just、mm-hmm. need to addfather and mother together, and then add 祖 in front. So you say、okay. 祖父母。
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 Yeah. So when you lived in Oklahoma, that was with your 祖父母。
Yes. 祖父母。
Yeah. So when I listened to, oh, 祖父母, I know immediately that was from your father's side, because、mm-hmm. if that was from your mother's side, we will call them differently.
Okay. 祖父母。
Yeah, 祖父母。And then, now let's move on to the mother's side.
Okay.
Okay. Here, I would like to say something about certain Chinese tradition. In the ancient time, men,They were the major force of the society, and then women were not respected the same way.
Yes.
And this gender inequality actually spread across different countries and different civilizations, not only in China. Mm-hmm. So in ancient time, Chinese families, they always wanted to have a boy.
Ah, yes.
The more the merrier.And for practical reasons, because they could be, the very productive labor force of the farm,、mm-hmm. and they can also do a lot of handyman job in the house. And then at the same time, they believe that, if you have a daughter, it tend to be the money losing business, because、eventually the daughter will find a husband and she will become part of the husband's family.
Right.
So, there was very clear preference.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So that was the sad history, which we all know. So as a result, they don't really consider daughters as the part of the core, the lineage of the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a bit sad.
That's no good.
Yeah, yes. No good. That's the background. So now we can learn how to say grandparents from daughter's side, because daughter is not considered the same way as the boys.、Mm-hmm. So it's only half the family. They are like people from outside world. So the way to say grandparents from the mother's side, we say 外公外婆
Okay. 外公外婆
Yeah. And 公 is a word to describe the old gentleman.
Ah, okay.
And then, so...Why means external.
Okay.
So external old guy. That's、uh-huh. that's the grandfather. That's the grandfather from the mother's side. 外公。
外公。
Yeah. And then 婆 is quite a respectful way to describe an old lady. So、okay. the external old lady is your grandmother from the mother's side.
Okay.
外婆.
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 Yeah. 外 is external, someone from outside.
Okay.
And then 婆 is the old lady.
Okay.
So if you go to the street in China and you see an old lady, it's a very common and polite way to say, hey, 婆婆. Uh-huh. You call the person 婆婆. That's a polite way to say, hey, lady, and you indicate it's old, but it's not disrespectful.
Right.
So 婆婆.
Okay, 婆婆.
Or when you want to call an old gentleman, you can say 公公.
公公.
Yeah, 公公. So 外公, the outside old guy, and 外婆, outside old lady, it's the grandparents from your mother's side.
Are they still called that?
Yeah, they still call that.
Okay.
Yeah, 外公, 外婆. And of course, when we use the words so often on the day-to-day basis, for us, we no longer really think about the sad history of gender inequality. Mm-hmm. And in fact, in my family, we are so close to my mother's side's families because we all live in a tight city in Taipei. Mm-hmm. And we saw each other basically several times a week. So this is the connection, the word, the meaning, the original meaning of the words have sort of disappeared. We don't care. Waigong means outside old guy. No, we don't think that way. We just think, oh, my lovely granddad, always loving, always kind, and always always somewhere we can go when we are chased by our parents for homework.
Oh.
Yeah. Waigong, so, waipo. Yeah, waigong, waipo. And then we have 祖父, 祖母.
祖父, 祖母.
Yeah. So I know that you have created this amazing toy company for 5 years. What is the most memorable thing?
Well, one of the most memorable things was when our first toys arrived from the manufacturer. So we had made prototypes and we knew what they were going to look like. But when they arrived in a box and I opened them up and there were, you know, real toys straight from the manufacturer and they looked just like I wanted them to. You know, it was really exciting. It felt like, you know, we had really done something good and that our toys were going to be fun for kids and a success.
Right. That's great. Yeah. I hope you enjoy the rest of the journey because what you are doing, you not only do something, you created something for your own children, which are important, but also gave joy to numerous families. And they have the pleasure, they have the laughter, and they also had a great time because of your creation. Keep doing your great job.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for saying that. And you too.
Thank you, Kara. All right. Thank you for joining us. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we talk about grandparents. The way to say grandparents in Chinese, we have to differentiate between that's your father's side or mother's side. The father's side, grandfather, we say 祖父. Grandmother, 祖母. On the mother's side, grandfather is 外公, grandmother is 外婆. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Kara.
再见, thank you.